Have you signed up? This will let you know that I am Adonai, the Lord. Exodus chapter 7, verse 17. In the first five plagues, God instructed Moses, to hold out his staff. It looked like any other ordinary staff, and it was, with one exception. God was using it to send a message. God is able to take an ordinary item that feels very comfortable in your hand and use it to convince stubborn, hardened hearts of his authority. He takes my pen and jumbled, rambling thoughts and turns them into something that points back to him. The words don't belong to me. These are not things I can write on my own. He just uses me as a delivery method because I said yes when he called me out of the wilderness. What is the tool in your hand? Have you been called to carry his word to someone? Whatever you have in your hand can be used in a very powerful way if you say yes. Each of us has our own life full of personal experience. We all have individual ways to share the good news with someone who needs to hear it, declared from someone just like you. Don't fear saying yes. He will go with you, providing the words in all forms, spoken and unspoken. If you don't feel like you've been called for anything, perhaps you haven't signed the volunteer sheet that gives the Holy Spirit permission to move. Everyone is offered a mission, but not everyone chooses to accept. What excuses are holding you back from helping others find their way? The enemy will do all he can to silence you and convince you that you are unworthy to carry the message, and you will never make a difference. But he is a liar. With God, everything is possible. Matthew 19:26. If today you hear the voice of Adonai saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Isaiah 6:8. What will your answer be?